So, my dear lady, we make it to day 22. So close to the finish line, and yet still so far, and still so many ideas buzzing around my head for me to use against you. So, my dear lady, today I have something reminiscent of something we touched upon in our first few days of this little endeavor. But today we're going somewhere darker with it. So what do you say, my dear lady? What do you say before we get started? Are you going to come for me? Are you going to come all over me? Because you know that's what this has all been about. That's what I really, really, truly desire. That's what the beast hungers for, my dear lady. That's what he howls for into the night. So are you going to give him what he needs? Or is he going to have to take it from you? And so, my dear lady, we are going back. Back to your bedroom. Back to your safe haven. Ah, safe haven. And back to the place where we kept all the toys. And so, my dear lady, you are lying on your bed, unsuspecting. Just enjoying your evening. To which I come through the door. To which you know that your peace has been shattered. That the illusion of calmness that your day once had is now over. especially as you see me move to the place that you keep your toys. find a dildo. And a suction dildo that I've been keeping for just this occasion. You watch me staring into your eyes as I fix it to the wall. Staring into your eyes as you know what's coming. As I stalk over to you, my dear lady. Watching you lie there just staring up at me, expectant, trembling. I can almost see the goosebumps in your flesh. Knowing how badly you need this. And I will be on you in a second, my dear lady, my prey. I will be on you in a second, tearing your clothes off, because there is no subtlety on this day, my dear lady. There is no subtlety. There is only hunger. There is only passion. There is only need. There is only my need to overload you. I'm sure you remember this one before, but this time is so, so different. As I lift you out of the bed, just lifting you physically, grabbing a hold of you and pushing you towards the nearest wall. Just pinning you there. Just inches, inches away from you. My body just trembling with need, with hunger for you. And you can see a bulge in my pants. You watch me needing it, and you know that I won't be taking what I need until I have made you ready. Until I have made you break. And so, my dear lady, I will press against you. I will slide two fingers over that already wet cunt and shove them into you, biting on your neck, telling you how badly I need to fuck you, my dear lady. How hungry I am to take you, how badly I need to claim you, and yet you resist. Yet you still don't give me what I deserve, what I desire, what I command. But we will break that of you, my dear lady. We will divest you of that last shred of resistance that you have, and I will shatter you into a thousand pieces, so that I can put you back together again, to only do it all over again. And now, my dear lady, I can feel just how fucking wet you are, how you're moaning into me as I'm finger-fucking you hard. But this is not where this is going, my dear lady, not with the preparation that I've already put in place. The first thing I would do, my dear lady, is lift you off the floor yet again, take you over to where I have attached that suction dildo to the fucking wall, and bend you over in front of it, and guide you back onto it hard, guide you back onto it deep, and make you take it deep in that cunt. You would be so full, my dear lady, so full and so ready for fucking more. But in this instance, my dear lady, you are dancing to my tune as I bring your head down, as I undo my trousers and spring my cock free. And while you are still there, impaled on that dildo, impaled upon it, I will feed my cock into your mouth, and I will make you take it, my dear lady. I will make you fucking take it as you were pinned to that wall between me and the fucking dildo, and I will face fuck you. I will shove you back down onto that dildo with each thrust, impaling you on it over and over again as I take my pleasure from that pretty mouth of yours, as I take it deeper and harder, just slapping your face when you beg for more. And then, my dear lady, when you think that I'm getting so close, when you think you're going to get all of my cum in your mouth, then and only then does the music change, does the atmosphere change, does everything once again change. Because this time, my dear lady, the first thing I'm going to be doing is pulling you off of that dildo, lifting you off of the ground, and lowering you back onto it, sliding it into your ass, stretching it out. And I would be upon you, my dear lady, pinning you to that dildo, pinning you to that wall as I drop you onto my cock, as I slam you down onto it, as the motion fucks the dildo into your ass as well, as I make you break upon the tide of my passion, my dear lady, upon the tide of my hunger, as I fuck you hard against it, as I make you beg, as I hear your voice rise in complete abandon, my dear lady. because you know who would be in control here, my dear lady. You know who would be in control. As I take you just like that, hard against that wall, fucking both of your holes at once, making you fucking scream, just like that. And then, my dear lady, when you have come on there so, so many times, when your juices are dripping down my cock, from how many times I've made you come, then again the music changes, the tempo changes, and my growls change too. For then, my dear lady, I will pull you off of that toy. I will throw you face down onto your bed, and once again I will be on you in a second. My cock sliding into your ass, where it's freshly fucked by that toy. Lifting you onto your knees, pinning your hands behind your back, and using the other dildo that I brought with me to slide into your cunt. And this one, my dear lady, would be a vibrating one, because you know how badly I would need to break you completely this time. You know how badly I would need to make you writhe and lose yourself below me. Because this is how it will end, my dear lady. This is the final act for you. This is how I break you completely. How I make you mine. How I make you forget about anything else other than the pleasure that I am giving you. Other than the fucking absolute hunger that I'm impressing upon you. Other than the desire that I am feeding you. That is resonating with you. Because I know, my dear lady, just how badly we both need it. I know how mindless you would get, how your eyes would roll back in your head as I fuck you in both of your holes. As I pin you down and make you fucking take every last thrust and every last inch, every last drop. The force of my passion, the force of the wolf's hunger claiming you, making you fucking lose your mind. Because, my dear lady, there would be no escape from this. This would be the end. This is how I would break you down. This is how I would rebuild you. I would make you fucking come for me so many times like this, my dear lady. The wolf growling in your ear, claiming you, taking you. My cock deep in your ass, fucking you, claiming every inch of you all at once, my dear lady. Your cunt stretched full of the vibrator as you get every last angle of you attacked. Every time you lose yourself, my dear lady, my lips, my teeth would be at your neck, at your earlobes, as I command you, as I tell you to come for me, as I command it, as I fucking demand it of you. As I am ruining you, my dear lady, as I am breaking you down, as I am destroying you beneath the wave, beneath the tide of my passion and my hunger, and you enjoying every moment of it. Enjoying being claimed by me completely and utterly, taken by me completely and utterly. And made to come for me in ways that you didn't even know you could. And the final dance, my dear lady. The final, final dance. As I lift you back up. And prop you against the table. Making sure that fucking dildo in your cunt is held tight where it should be. So that I have both hands free for what I need to do. as I pin your hands behind your back, my dear lady. As I pin them there, as my other hand finds your hair and pulls your neck back, and then the final claiming will begin. The final taking will begin. The final rutting will begin, my dear lady, as the beast takes over and finishes what he started. As you come and come helplessly beneath me, as you lose your mind beneath me, my dear lady. Imagining the words coming out of your mouth, not even fully formed, just gurgles and screams and moans. I can almost imagine to hear you trying to futilely mouth my name. The noise coming out, nothing like it should be, from how good it feels, from how much pleasure you are taking, from how the wolf, the beast, the man is claiming you. And this time, my dear lady, my command to make you come, my fucking imperative for you to come for me, would be even stronger, even hungrier, even needier. Because this would be the final, final stretch. Because I would not be able to hold out any more than you would. My cock deep inside you, fucking you hard, taking you deep, hungrily, passionately. Could almost hear the noise of our hips slamming together, echoing through the room. I can almost feel the flesh of you underneath me, yielding to me now, because there is no other choice. Yielding to what I have to give you. And you would yield so hard when I finally bite down. Neck, when you feel my thrusts get ragged, when you feel me get so, so close. And with the one final thrust, my dear lady, forcing you down onto that toy so that you are stuffed full of me, you would hear me growl in your ear, come with me. For me. And you would feel it. You would hear it, my dear lady. The howl as I release. The yell. The victory of me finally claiming you completely and utterly. And you would come, my dear lady. There is no doubt that you would come under the assault, under the passion, under the need, under the claiming that you have experienced. Can imagine your screams of pleasure melding with my own howls of victory as I finally claim my prey in the way that we both need to claim. And you would collapse, my dear lady, collapse in exertion, collapse out of exhaustion, just below me. But you would have been claimed, and you would know that you belong to me. So, my dear lady, did tonight's dance do the job? Did tonight's dance make you unable to not touch yourself? Make you unable to give in? Did tonight's dance make you fucking finally give me what is mine? Give me what I need? What I hunger for? Did tonight's dance make you come for me? this dance, my dear lady? Do we continue this dance into the endless night? Because the beast has nothing more than stamina and determination. Sooner or later you will falter. Sooner or later he will claim what is his, and he will tear that orgasm that you have fucking withheld him clean out of your cunt. And you will finally give in so that I can reward you properly for finally giving me what we have both needed, my dear lady. What we have both hungered for. So, my dear lady, is it now the time for you to come for me? Because you know my hunger, my dear lady, will not be denied this prize. You will come for me. And I will make you. I will shatter that resolve and rebuild you. So please, my dear lady, show me how much resolve you have left. Show me how much determination you have left, so I can devour it, so I can break it. And I can finally bring you the release that we both need. So, my dear lady, will you come for me now? Or do we continue this dance anon?